This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
This is Amtower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Every week, speaker, consultant Mark Amtower gives you his take on what's going on in the world of government contracting. Amtower Off-Center with your host, Mark Amtower.
Welcome to our no-holds-barred forum for discussing what's good, bad, ugly, and just plain silly in the arena of doing business with the government. I'm Mark Amtower. My guests today are Jerry Shepherds of Praxis Technologies. That is correct, right?
Praxis Engineering Technologies.
Praxis Engineering. And Chuck Taylor of Proteus Technologies.
Correct.
I'll get it right on one of these segments. Either that or I'll just drop the engineering and technologies part. So Praxis and Proteus, Parapes. These guys are here primarily because they are both extremely involved in AFSCA's Central Maryland chapter and also because they are experts on the industry. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for coming in. I know the drive is not necessarily the most fun part of this. I'm certainly hope it doesn't turn out to be the fun part of it. So we'll start with Chuck. Chuck, tell us a little bit about your background and about Proteus, please.
So my background is spent many years in college, too many years in college. I ended up getting a PhD in computer science from Lehigh University back in 1990. Went to work for a large integrator out in Mountain View, California, upon graduation, and worked out there for many years and ultimately made my way back to the East Coast. Went to work for a couple small firms within the Department of Defense arena, contracting firms, and ultimately found it myself and another gentleman founded Proteus Technologies back in 1999. So Proteus has been around for quite a few years now. It's still a relatively young firm, however, and Proteus major initiatives are to provide software and systems engineering support at a very high level, premier level, to the federal intelligence community.
Okay. Ergo DOD, yeah.
Correct.
So 1999. Jerry, your company is a little bit younger.
Yeah, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year.
There you go. So tell us a little bit about you and about Praxis, please.
So again, been in the industry about 30 years. Started with Westinghouse before it was Northrop Grumman. Mm-hmm. Spent about 10 years there doing all kinds of software development, mainly radar. Left there, went to a small company called Rational Software.
Oh, okay.
Which grew up and got bought by IBM some 10 years later. So I spent about 10 years at Rational doing a variety of different jobs in sales, marketing, business development, et cetera. Left there and took a slight detour before coming to Praxis about 8 years ago, where I'm, again, doing sales, marketing, business development for Praxis. Praxis is, as you said, about 10 years old. We've had a phenomenal run. We've been growing about 25% a year, year over year. We're about 275 employees now. And like Chuck, we do complex software-intensive systems for predominantly the DOD.
Okay. Now, do you guys get to partner on certain things and compete on others? Is that a fair assessment?
I think everybody in the industry is co-opetition.
Yeah, cool. There you go, co-opetition. The first time I heard that was with Max Peterson, then with CDW, then Dell, now Amazon. So co-opetition is the word of the market, not just of the day. So let's migrate to things that happened on the Maryland side of the river. How long have you guys been involved with AFSCA Central Maryland?
I've been involved for 6 years, about 6 years now, somewhere in that ballpark, taking on different roles within AFSCA.
Mm-hmm.
Started off working with becoming a member of the organization, understanding a little bit of the organization, and then becoming more involved in the executive committee of AFSCA Central Maryland. And my roles have changed throughout the years, ranging anywhere from helping to write some of the awards up and being the VP for small business for AFSCA Central Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 weeks ago, I just finished up my presidency role for Central Maryland, and now I've been placed as the successing role is chairman of the board for FCS Central Maryland. So I've been there for quite a while, learned the ins and the outs of the chapter, and met a lot of great people on the government side as well as the industry side.
Okay. Jerry?
Mine about the same, about 6-7 years. Mm-hmm. Started as vice president of small business affairs, which is a great role, really helping small business enter the community, mm-hmm. get involved, network, et cetera. Handled a variety of roles like Chuck, from events, VP of events, to membership, to finally executive VP, and then president last year, where Chuck was my executive vice president. Mm-hmm. And this year I'm chairman, and I turn over my chairmanship to Chuck in just a couple of weeks.
Okay. Now, are you both still involved in the Small Business Committee?
Well, the Small Business Committee gets turned over. That role, the VP okay. of Small Business, gets turned over that when FCA hires, or not hires, when brings in a new slate of officers on okay. an annual basis.
Okay.
So that role turns over annually.
Technically, are you both still small businesses? You have
by some NAICS codes, right. Praxis okay. is still a small business. By others, we're not.
Okay, yeah. Ditto. If you were telecom, you'd be small.
If we were telecom, there's some for like research and development that are right. based on yeah. by on persons. Mm-hmm. So a 500 person limit. Mm-hmm. Under that, we're still small. There's others that are dollar limited, like right. $4 million a year, $17 million a year, $25.5 million a year. Under all those, we're actually large now this year.
Okay.
And that's the same thing for Proteus as well. We fall under, as a small business, under certain NAICS codes and other NAICS codes, we're no longer small business.
Right. And when Proteus started, you actually applied for and were part of the 8A program for 9 years. So.
That's correct. What happened with us initially was when Proteus was first founded, myself and another gentleman started the company doing a little bit more commercial work than government work. Both going to our day jobs, and then in the evenings we were developing some wireless technology. So we were both up until 2-3 o'clock in the morning every night cutting code for this other venture that we named Proteus. So when you're cutting code till 2-3 o'clock in the morning and on that treadmill, there's not a whole lot of time left for business development. So Proteus actually at that point, back in 99, imploded. And then in 2001, late 2001, we reinitiated Proteus and started to focus more on the DoD side of the house. Mm-hmm. And my wife, Teresa, came on as the CEO of the company. And quite honestly, she turned a lot of things around, got the company to start to grow organically from our first employee in October of 2002. Through where we're at today, and we're about 150 employees, a little bit smaller, we're quite a bit smaller than Praxis, but we're about 150 employees today and continually growing.
Okay. And your growth curve started when? When you showed up, obviously.
Well, yeah. Actually, it slowed down when I showed up. It would have been faster had we been able to hire Teresa away from Proteus, but we've had steady growth year over year. There was a time in the 2005 time frame when it was a little bit slower, but grew through all the good and bad times, sometimes a couple percentage points. I'd say the last couple years, as we've won more prime contracts, mm-hmm. The top line growth has accelerated, but obviously you're doubling down on revenue from your own folks as well as your subcontract mm-hmm. folks, so it kind of accelerates your growth.
Okay. Now, How much can you talk about the types of work that you do, or should we migrate more into the how do you pick the I don't want to get into the specific work that you do, but how do you pick the teaming partners? If you're going to prime, how are you looking for, how do you determine who's going to play on your team?
I guess I'll start. You know, a lot of it's relationship driven. Mm-hmm. I think there's two main things: relationship driven, right skill sets, and incumbency. Okay. Within that, and there are in our predominant customer, there are 10,000 registered companies. Obviously, you're not going to build a meaningful relationship with 10,000 companies,
right?
But there are certain ones that do the same kind of work that we do, that go after the same kind of opportunities that we do, that you just build a trusting relationship with over time. Mm-hmm. You know what they do well, you know what you do well, and you know how you complement each other. So we look for teammates that complement us, that are responsive, that are agile, that have a kind of a mission first approach. They care more about the warfighter we support.
You're listening to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, back after these messages.
Pooling together really rewards. Van pools have now been added to the popular Pool Rewards program. If you currently drive alone to work and can carpool at least 2 days a week or form a new van pool, you may qualify for a cash incentive or reduced commuting costs. Visit commuterconnections.org. Click on Pool Rewards to find out more. Need to find others to rideshare with? Commuter Connections provides free ride matching services too. Pool Rewards. It pays to rideshare. Some restrictions apply. Visit commuterconnections.org today to get started.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Join March for Babies to help make her steps possible.
March for Babies!
Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Adobe Acrobat Pro is actually used very commonly for PDF archiving. If you've got a lot of files of different formats and different types, if you just save these files in all these different formats, then 20 years later somebody wants to look at the file, they'd actually have to have the program that could open up that file. So for digital archiving, you'd rather have a standardized file format.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
The men and women of our National Guard and Reserve Forces are working hard on the battlefield and here at home. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve is working just as hard for them. For over 36 years, ESGR has paved the way for greater understanding between our Guard and Reserve Forces and their civilian employers, promoting a culture where all American employers support and honor the military service of their employees. Together, we all serve. To learn more, visit www.esgr.mil.
The Pentagon and Beyond is brought to you by EADS North America.
The UN Security Council has imposed a travel ban on 5 leaders of an April 12th military coup in Guinea-Bissau, and they've threatened an arms embargo and financial sanctions if that small West African coastal state does not return to civilian rule. The 15-member council is demanding the military command take immediate steps to restore and respect constitutional order, including the electoral process. I'm J.J. Green.
How can we determine which armed aerial scout helicopter is best for the U.S. warfighter? By proving it in competition. EADS North America is ready to prove that our AAS-72X is superior to any other armed aerial scout helicopter out there. So let the competition begin. Saying you're the best isn't good enough for our warfighters. You need to prove it. EADS North America. Commitment defines us.
Join host Michael Keegan for a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, Leaders Speak, a conversation on leadership and public service. What makes an effective leader? Why pursue a career in public service? Over a dozen past and current government executives shared their extended reflection on the next Business of Government Hour.
For those dedicated to outstanding public service, meeting the expectations of the American people in an increasingly complex world is a challenge. But with smart programs, people, and performance management, government employees are the epicenter of positive change. The Performance Institute presents the 12th Annual Government Performance Summit, June 18th through 20th at the Marriott at Metro Center. Learn how to create the future for government leadership, measurement, and a motivated workforce. Space is limited. Register now at governmentperformance.org.
Welcome back to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guests today are Jerry Sheppers of Praxis and Chuck Taylor of Proteus, both of AFSEA Central Maryland. Both of them have done a number of, or held a number of positions at AFSEA Central Maryland. So let's talk at a 50,000 foot level, first of all, about AFSEA in general, and then what differentiates the Central Maryland chapter from everything else? So who wants to go?
I could jump in. Okay. Well, first of all, let's define what FC is. And what it stands for. It's the Armed Forces Communications Electronics Association, and it's an international organization There are chapters, 140 chapters or so across the entire world. And FCA of Central Maryland is actually the second largest chapter, I believe, in the entire world. We have about 1,850 members in FCA of Central Maryland, approximately 80 corporate sponsors. And the overall mission is to improve relations and communication and to promote STEM technologies, science, technologies, engineering, and mathematics in the community, and promote and help the next generation of engineering leadership be brought up. So you want to add anything more to that, Jer?
No, I mean, it just brings together industry, academia, and government to just help solve common problems.
Okay. And there's five chapters in Maryland. We were enumerating PACS, Central Maryland, Aberdeen, Dietrich, and Bethesda.
Yeah, and there might be more. So if we left somebody out, we apologize.
There's also Energy. Energy is a virtual chapter.
Okay.
It's located in D.C.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So those that we know. AFC is everywhere.
Yes.
So in both my books on this market, it's always listed in the top two or three that you have to consider, regardless of what you're doing. If you want to do business with the government, relationships are key. Developing the relationships not simply with customer base, but with the contracting community. So when other opportunities occur, you're there for teaming, partnering, subcontracting, or even potentially somewhere down the road a prime role. So let's talk about AFCEA Central specifically, and what's the benefit? You have 1,500?
1,850.
Because I know there's 1,000 of those on LinkedIn in the group. So you got to get the others to join the LinkedIn group. But for a company relatively novice to the DoD community, walk me through the benefits of joining.
Probably one of the greatest benefits is being exposed to many of your peers, company organizations, your peers in various types of roles, getting to know, building relationships, understanding the market space a little bit better, exchanging intelligence on one another to figure out who's competing here, who's joining this team, that team, and just generally embracing the community. So that's from a corporate perspective, that's one of the greatest benefits. But I don't want to discount the benefit of giving back to the community as well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. FCEA spends a lot of time raising a tremendous amount of money and investing in the future of the nation through the educational programs, scientific and education programs that we have.
A lot of scholarships.
This past year, we gave away about $225,000 to STEM education. We set up multiple endowments this past year, one with UMBC and one with Howard County Community College. Last year was the first endowment that we had set up with Anne Arundel Community College. And the endowments are on the order of about $25,000 each. And the scholarships that we're starting to give away through those endowments come as a result of the principal, or as the principal's interest is gained throughout the year, and then we create the scholarships like that. So,
sure. No, I echo everything Chuck said. I think it's twofold. One is the benefit of AFCEA to any business is the networking, but also the philanthropic side of it, which is, you know, the giving back, as Chuck said. And both Chuck and I are trying to break ourselves of the habit of saying we gave away. We invested $200,000+ last year in the future of the community. So, and we impact, Chuck, how many? So it's not just that we gave away, or again, invested in 14 $10,000 scholarships. We touched how many different elementary, middle, and high school? Because if you really want to get folks excited about STEM and in engineering, you got to get them when they're young. Get them excited when they're young. We hit, I want to say, six or seven elementary, six or seven middle, and six or seven high schools where grants were given to those schools to further their STEM. Everything from starting a robotics program to introducing new technology into the classroom that'll just accelerate the learning. Just across the board, it's a great, great organization.
Right. There's two programs. One of them is called Adopt a School, where we gave away or invested over $6,000 to teachers and middle and high schools in the science and technology arena, and also teacher toolkits, where we might be able to provide some type of, and they're grants basically, some type of further assistance that the teachers would not have had it not been for FCA's grant, helping robotics programs at some of the high schools or middle schools, various teaching aids as simple as automated whiteboards or smart boards are some of the things that the teachers really take advantage of, utilize within their science programs.
Yeah, I was going to say my son, when he was in middle school in Howard County, got involved in the robotics programs mm-hmm. for 2 years. And what we did was take them over to Athelton High School, mm-hmm. where they had an active coach. They didn't have a coach for the program in his middle school, but the coach at Athelton, Chris Fox, was kind enough to adopt not only Limekiln, but one other middle school as well. Mm-hmm. And he was coaching not only his own Athelton team, which must have had 40 or so students, was very cool. Mm-hmm. But he had two or three feeder schools coming in as well.
Athelton's very, very active with FCA as well. We have pretty much year after year have provided some grants to Athelton High School.
And then FCA also does things like mock interviews, mm-hmm. judging science fairs, all different ways to get involved. And I think that's one of the strengths of the Central Maryland chapter over many of the chapters is we, at any given year, there's over 200 individual volunteers, and everyone's a volunteer. No one's paid.
Right.
So over 200 volunteers, and sometimes they're just volunteering. They just judge a science fair, and that's their contribution that year. Others run major events that raise tens of thousands of dollars and give enormous amounts of their own personal time to the cause.
So maybe I saw you guys over at APL judging a contest when my kid was there with his
maybe,
robot.
Maybe.
We started a new type of scholarship this year, which is very refreshing and rewarding for everybody that was involved. It's called the Freedom Scholarship. And the Freedom Scholarship is a play on words. It's given to high school students who have experienced over the last N years some serious life adversity, like their parents passing away or their houses burning down or something which has been really, really detrimental to any student, and we wanted to help those students. This year we gave away 2 4-year scholarships to 2 students, and the play on words is freedom from the life you used to live and freedom for the type of work you're going to embark upon. So it's a really neat new thing that we've done with FCA this year.
Very cool. I'm hoping that's one of the ones that's going to continue.
It will.
There you go. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Back after these messages.
Federal News Radio 1500 AM WFED.
At Kaiser Permanente, we carefully select our doctors so you can carefully select your doctors. Our hiring process is so selective, only 1 in 10 doctors who apply make the cut. Yes, we're uber picky. Probably have a little perfectionism complex in there, but by putting our doctors under the microscope, we've discovered some of the greatest medical minds in their fields, and that's led to an even greater medical breakthrough. Drumroll, please. Award-winning care. We've received many of the highest possible rankings in member satisfaction, patient safety, overall quality of care, and more. But we're not the only ones reaping the rewards. Because we carefully select our doctors, you have great doctors to choose from. And with all those great doctors, you think it'd be easy. But try choosing just one for your primary care doctor. We'll let you create your own highly selective process for that. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we're here to help you thrive. Visit us at kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852. Concerned about your health? Then be sure to catch the groundbreaking radio show, Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero as they bring you the latest news about traditional and alternative medicine, dietary supplements, nutrition, and healthy living. Tune in every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 1500 a.m. Visit myvillagegreen.com, listen to past shows, and discover other healthy living resources.
Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Enzymatic Therapy and Nordic Naturals.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few, the proud.
Giving you the edge on healthy living, here's Mayo Clinic Medical Edge. Chainsaws, freight trains. If you live with a snorer, you know what it can sound like. But do you know what's behind the snoring?
Snoring is the sound that occurs at night when the structures of the upper airway, so basically the throat in particular, are vibrating.
Dr. Eric Olson is a sleep medicine specialist at Mayo Clinic. He explains that when we go to bed, the soft tissue in the throat relaxes, narrowing the airway. If it narrows enough, airflow can become turbulent.
And that turbulence creates that vibration in the back of the throat.
It's a common problem. About half of men and one in four women snore. The good news is that on its own, snoring is typically not medically significant, but it can indicate another sleep disorder called sleep apnea. It can also be quite disruptive for bed partners. For more information, talk to your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org. I'm Vivian Williams.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering it. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Many companies say they have a hard time finding top-notch engineers to drive innovation. Now at least one company has an app for that. Rather than just send job seekers to a website, Rich Whitney, employment brand manager at diesel engine maker Cummins, decided to
set up a customized job feed and have those jobs that match their skills come directly to them.
Cummins' mobile app, perhaps a first of its kind, not only provides an easy search of available jobs, but things like a 3D interactive on the latest engines.
Making diesel technology and mechanical engineering overall hopefully seem a little bit cooler and a little bit more interesting to all ages.
Even grade school students.
That is where students get interested in science and math and how engineering is applied.
To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, please go to www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. My guests today are Jerry Shepherds of Praxis and Chuck Taylor of Proteus, both of AFSEA Central Maryland, both at this point former presidents of that chapter. Is that correct?
Correct.
That
is correct.
One's a year gone and one is like an hour gone.
pretty close.
But, you know, let's, Jerry, start off with, you know, all right, I just joined AFSEA.
Sure.
What else can I do?
Well, there's a lot. So one thing to clarify is when you join AFSEA International, and then you associate yourself with a chapter, Central Maryland chapter being one of, as Chuck said, over 140 chapters. But even if you're not a member of the Central Maryland chapter, but you want to get involved in our community, and you can go to it about us, go to our website, www.afseacmd.org, and I think it's right on the About Us page. You can register for our mailing list, and then you get notified of all the events. And there's an event going on virtually every month, and there's something for everyone. And maybe I'll turn it over to Chuck. Let Chuck talk about some of the events that we held last year.
Some of the events that we held were a lot of fun. They're ranging anywhere from science and technology types of events all the way through black tie events. We have, like Jerry said, at least an event every single month, ranging Jeez, you know, one of the greatest fundraisers for us is the Bull and Oyster Roast that we hold. Typically, is that November?
Typically, November
start, time frame.
Started by the young FCN. So there's a group of under 40 FCNs that Chuck and I are no longer allowed to be members of.
Yeah, we're trying to get it raised, but I don't think that's going to happen this year. So there's Bull and Oyster Roast, which is a lot of fun. There's a Valentine's Day Gala. It's a black tie event that's held, of course, in February. We recently just held our FCA 5K run, which occurs in Columbia, Maryland. This year, we had over 1,000 runners registered for this race, and that event alone raised nearly $40,000 for the chapter so that we can invest that money back into the scholarship funds that we give at the end of the year. There's FCA is full of golfers. There's a million golfers in FCA. So if you like to golf, FCA is certainly an organization that you can join as well. We have a spring event, we have a fall event, and then we have something new that we introduced through our new fundraising initiative called the President's Cup this year, which goes on for about 4 months. It's match play type of activities, and that's a lot of fun. We have our luncheon program, which runs for 7 months as well. And
that runs September through the spring, right?
September through April, it runs. And traditionally, we like to invite a keynote speaker, a very distinguished government representative in most cases. Or in some cases, we try to think a little bit outside the box and bring someone new to the industry, maybe in the commercial industry, and bring them in and talk to 500 of their closest friends, things that are going on in their sectors as well. And past speakers have been, General Alexander has been one of our past speakers, some leadership from DISA, from various other intelligence organizations mm-hmm. as well.
You say 500 or so your best friends, your luncheons, I knew they were well attended. And as I indicated to you, I don't know if it was on air or off air, but I haven't been. I'll amend that in September. I will show up.
So we have 501 now.
There you go.
That's good.
But where do you host these things?
All of the events, all of the luncheons are hosted down at Martin's Crosswinds in Greenbelt, Maryland. It's the third Thursday of every month.
Must be a big dining room.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's huge, and there's opportunities for networking before the luncheon program begins. Traditionally, the president gets up and talks about some of the upcoming announcements and events at every single luncheon, does some introductions. We have a wonderful lunch that Martin's puts on, and then we have a small business speaker where we highlight one of the small businesses from the community, mm-hmm. and that gives them a great opportunity to talk to some of their friends as well about their new company that was stood up or maybe not as well recognized within the industry mm-hmm. for teaming opportunities and partnership opportunities. And then we bring on our keynote speaker, which is usually very, very informative. And we wrap up our luncheons by 1 o'clock and everybody goes back to work.
Yeah. There's also, you know, another thing about our chapter and other chapters are following suit. There's also subgroups within our mm-hmm. chapter. One of them that's worth mentioning, started a couple years ago, is called the WIG, Women in Intelligence Group. And they focus on, again, it's a women's group. They focus on some of the issues facing women and what's often considered a predominantly male environment. A lot of high-level female business executives as well as government executives, female government executives, are members and mentors in the organization to help help the membership, the young women, you know, further their career, mm-hmm. get involved in how to thrive in this environment. So that's just one of many. And that was something unique that the chapter started about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
So they would have events of their own? Probably.
They do have some events that are WIG-only events.
Right.
As president, I was sometimes invited to be the token male there, you know. but they do everything. They have their own fundraising events, their own mentorship events. Another subgroup is, we mentioned earlier, it's called the YAC, which is the Young FCN mm-hmm. group for the under 40. They do a lot. They started our Bull and Oyster Roast as one event that they started. They also do a monthly social happy hour mm-hmm. where, again, just a networking among their peers. And it's a great group. So, again, great for networking, great for getting to learn in the community, and great for giving back to the community.
Okay. And any other of the subgroups of FCA Central that spring to mind right now? Or
Well, the group itself, FC itself, is segregated into roughly 15 sub-organizations running various elements or various facets of the chapter, ranging anywhere from scientific and education, programs, events, membership, outreach, finance, technology, awards, various liaisons to other organizations within the Department of Defense. And fundraising, of course, is extremely active because that's really, an event is really at the hub of mm-hmm. how the chapter continues to invest year after year after year. Mm-hmm. So one trend that we're starting to see, and Jerry initiated last year, was the endowment, creating and establishing endowments for some of the universities so that our fundraising initiatives, if something were to occur each year, we would still be in pretty good shape because the endowment is taking care of the scholarships that we're offering at the end of the year. So we're making a little bit of a transition from where we have been, where raise a dollar, give a dollar, to raise $2, put $1.50 in the bank, and then give 50 cents away type of approach through the endowment funds that we're establishing. And that's going to be pay dividends 10, 12 years from now,
right,
looking outwards so that we can continue to up the endowments and increase the size of the investments that we're making each year.
Okay. Now, all of the members have the ability to play in these various committees, well, except
sure.
for WIG.
Absolutely. Like I said, we have over, every year averages over 200 individual volunteers. Some, like I said, some just volunteer for one event. And some volunteer for many, many events. But anybody can do it. I started, I think, my first, before I was ever even an officer, I think one of my first tasks was just an hour at the spinning the money wheel at a bull and oyster roast, which is a lot of fun.
Okay. Cool.
So one of the things, we might want to talk about is the kids that are receiving these scholarships mm-hmm. are just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. You're talking about kids that with 4-point plus GPAs, Eagle Scouts, captain of the lacrosse team, captain of the football team, involved in Habitat for Humanity, and in their spare time serve at food at soup kitchens. I mean, these are just the cream of the crop. Unbelievable kids. We had last year 80 applicants for 12 or 14, and literally all 80 were deserving. We could, we wish we could do more. I don't know how many we had this year, but
it was amazing. I was on the, as was Jerry as well, on the selection committee for the scholarships, and reading 80 applicants of SATs surpassing 750 consistently, and doing all of the other things that Jerry just mentioned with GPAs of 4.5 out of 4. You get to a point where you're numb and you really have to figure out how to even segregate at that level. The students are just off the charts, extremely intelligent. And
at awards night, I get a chance to meet every one of them. And above and beyond that, they're some of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Their parents are great. The kids are great. They're very professional. At a very young age, they're already very professional, very courteous. And they know what they want to do, which from a father of a son who's about to enter college and not 100% sure what he wants to do, it's amazing how focused some of these young kids are. It's unbelievable.
I can relate to that. My daughter just started, and my son's a freshman at River Hill, so wants to grow up to be a nerd, so he's in your camp.
That's a good thing.
There you go. You're listening to AmTower Off-Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, back after these messages.
Hi, this is Wayne Zell, host of Blueprint for Wealth, every Saturday here on 1500 AM at 10 AM. Please join me this week for my special guest, Emily Richards, founder and president of Sade Clarity, which provides corporate wellness programs to clients all around the country. Blueprint for Wealth is brought to you by Odin Feldman and Pittleman. To learn more about the firm, visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com.
In the beloved fairy tale Beauty and the Beast, Belle and the Beast learn that true beauty is found within and live happily ever after. Today, our happily ever afters are being threatened by the fact that nearly one in three children in America are overweight or obese.
Now is the time to make good nutrition and physical activity part of your family's daily lifestyle. To learn more, visit letsmove.gov. Brought to you by Let's Move, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jim Fleisig. Please join me on Tuesday, May 22nd at 12 noon for my monthly series, The Federal Executive Forum. This month's program will focus on secure cloud computing initiatives in the federal government. The panel includes government leaders from DISA and NASA. Don't miss the Federal Executive Forum on Tuesday, May 22nd at 12 noon, right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and online at federalnewsradio.com.
Sponsored by Lockheed Martin, SafeNet, Brocade, and Immix Group.
I love my husband, but I didn't realize our difficulties had to do with his drinking. Our pastor suggested I go to Al-Anon Family Groups. I didn't think I would be comfortable, but I decided to try a meeting. The Al-Anon meeting really opened my eyes. Are you troubled by someone's drinking? You might be surprised at what you could learn in an Al-Anon family group meeting from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-Al-Anon.
Adobe Acrobat Pro is actually used very commonly for PDF archiving. If you've got a lot of files of different formats and different types, if you just save these files in all these different formats, then 20 years later, somebody wants to look at the file, they'd actually have to have the program that could open up that file. So for digital archiving, you'd rather have a standardized file format.
Stratford University's Tech Talk Radio, Saturday mornings from 9 to 10 on 1500 AM.
It's about smiles. It's about laughter. It's about going out and making a difference in the life of a child. You don't have to get mad. You just have to go mad. GoMad2011.com is a website dedicated to supporting the Make-A-Wish Foundation. At GoMad, our mission is simple, to go out and make a difference. So how can you help? Visit the Wish Wall on GoMad2011.com and make a contribution today, or find out how you can donate with a simple text message. Do it now so that we can continue to touch the lives of children with life-threatening conditions by granting their wishes.
If you are facing advanced illness or the end of life of a loved one, peace of mind is in short supply. Fortunately, pain-free comfort care is available from the Washington Home and Community Hospices, a not-for-profit organization with a holistic team of doctors, nurses, caregivers, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers. The team comes to you in your home or wherever you call home in D.C., Montgomery, or Prince George's County. For your peace of mind, call them day or night for a complimentary consultation at 866-234-7742.
The leader in informational seminars on federal benefits, financial, and retirement planning. NITP was established in 1984 and is 100% devoted to federal planning seminars. The mission is to educate federal employees and enable them to make fully informed decisions regarding their financial futures and retirement options. Through a variety of teaching platforms and seminars, NITP has the experience to help with your planning needs. Visit NITPinc.com. That's NITPinc.com for more information.
For 125 years, Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington has served the youth of our nation's capital and its surrounding communities. Your support will help over 21,000 youth who need you most walk through the doors of a Boys and Girls Club and walk out with a plan for their future. Every dollar donated in fiscal year 2012 will be matched up to $250,000 by Stanley Martin Homes. You can help. Go online to www.bgcgw.org and change someone's life. This message brought to you by GEICO.
Listen each week for Tech Tuesday on Federal News Radio. Every Tuesday, we zero in on how technology inspires innovation. Tuesday mornings at 11, it's Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy, the latest on products that help bring policy to life. Then Tuesday afternoons at 12:30, join Federal News Radio's Jason Miller for Ask the CIO. Hear from the top of the food chain on how your agency is using technology today. Tech Tuesday, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Welcome back to AmTower Off Center on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guests are Chuck Taylor of Proteus and Jerry Shepherds of Praxis. Excuse me. We have not done this. What's the URL for your company, Jerry?
We are Praxis ENG, PraxisENG.com.
And Proteus is Proteus ENG, PROTEUSENG.com.
There you go. We've been between takes. We're talking about small businesses, networking, et cetera. And you know, there's a zillion venues, regardless of where you are. How do you start selecting these? And why do you why do you select, or how do you know when you've selected the right one? So let's start off with a little laundry list of what's going on in and around Central Maryland.
There are tons and tons of organizations focused around the Fort Meade, everything from Fort Meade Alliance, which serves a very broad contractor community, to something a little bit more narrow, like the Information Assurance Small Business Association, which is an advocacy group for small businesses who predominantly focus in the information assurance arena, to things like Chesapeake Tech Council, Maryland Marketing, and tons and tons. The key is you can attend them all, I guess, if you do nothing else, but the key is to find the ones that are right for your business. Some are very tech-savvy. Some are very domain-savvy or domain-focused, like the IASBA, which is focused predominantly on the information assurance side, as I mentioned. Others are more broad, like Fort Meade Alliance, who tends to serve all of Fort Meade. There's over 80 tenants, I believe, on the Fort Meade campus. And
They also address issues like traffic management.
They do things. Education. Yeah, they're broad set of areas that they tend to cover and issues that they tend to address. But again, all great organizations. I am a regular member at two or three organizations. I'm an active member of Fort Meade Alliance, active member of the IASBA, attend Maryland Marketing, and of course, FCA, as we've been talking about.
Right. And Chuck, you said between the breaks, you've been going to FCA Central now for about 7 years. Mm-hmm. And when you first started, you were the proverbial fish out of water.
Yeah, what happens is it's very large, intimidating group at first. And over time, through the networking and meeting up and learning more about the industry, you become and develop relations, some personal relationships and some business relationships with a lot of the people that are part of the FCA organization. So I was saying during the break, you know, by nature, I'm a little bit more introverted than extroverted. So it was very difficult in the very beginning of going to some of these events. But over time, it has become more of like a cheer scenario where everybody knows your name and you're very, very comfortable walking around and meeting and greeting with even new people that are part of the organization. So it just takes time.
Yeah, but if somebody only goes to the luncheon and they go to the luncheon, they meet a couple of people each time, you know, that's more of a surface involvement kind of thing. So when a small business goes there, give me a little bit of advice on what else they should be doing maybe with FCA Central Maryland other than simply showing up for lunch.
Oh, well, certainly if you're going for networking purposes, it's good to be a little bit more extroverted and be a little bit more willing to speak with people that you're not familiar with and just go walk up to them and introduce yourself. And before you know it, you're giving whomever a little elevator speech about your organization, and they're doing the same with you as well. And then you start to see where the synergies between potential future working arrangements could come together. Maybe they have a need or a niche that they need fulfilled on some prime contract somewhere, or maybe you do. So you begin to network and learn a lot more about the organizations that are in and part of that networking event to help one another. So,
yeah, I would say, again, you got 500 folks plus at say an FCA luncheon, but they're mainly sponsored by corporate tables. So there's a Lockheed Martin table, Praxis table, Proteus table, etc. I would say that if you really wanted to make the most value of your time and not have it be surface, as you said, Mark, would be to do a little homework. Focus, figure out who you want to meet with there and why you want to meet with them there. If you attend Maryland Marketing, you find out about some of the opportunities. Maybe you find out that Praxis is priming or planning to go after a certain opportunity. Well, do your homework on that opportunity as much as you can through your networking, and then go and purposely try to meet Praxis and tell them how your skills match to that opportunity to start to form a teaming relationship. By definition, the bulk of the folks that go to Maryland to the FCA luncheons are the senior managers, the operations managers, the business development folks, the folks that are driving business, if you will.
Right.
And so they are there to do networking as well. And they're all co-opetition, as we said earlier. Mm-hmm. And they're looking for, you know, their edge in how they're going to win that next opportunity. And if you're new to the community, you might be able to come and bring them something new. They find out that they're planning on priming the XYZ opportunity. Do your homework on XYZ. Figure out how you play best in that, what you bring to that to that opportunity, and then go meet the companies, focus at that FCA lunch and meet the 2, 3, 4 companies that are planning to prime it and tell them how you can help them win the XYZ opportunity.
Sure.
That's going to be a very, you know, again, you got to be a little fearless. You got to be willing to walk up and meet the and say, hi, I'm Jerry Shepherds. I'm with Praxis Engineering. I understand you're priming XYZ. I think I can help you win. Can I get 10 minutes of your time later? Because obviously you don't want to have that conversation there.
Okay. Now, what part does your set aside business status play in all of this? I mean, Chuck, you guys were in 8A for a while, so obviously there may have been some opportunities in the community that were only available to you, or maybe you were preferred. Usually when I'm talking to a company, that's your third or fourth thing. It's more icing on the cake than the cake.
Yeah, there's a big misnomer. Purdis was 8A firm. We graduated from the 8A program in 2011 after 9 years of being and participating in the program. But there's a large misnomer associated with being an 8A firm, and that's that work is just going to be thrown in your direction. Well, that's not the case at all. You have to go out and you have to market your opportunities, market opportunities, learn the market space, and be that niche player that somebody needs somewhere. Certainly work, there's no such thing as a contract fairy, I often say, where a contract fairy comes and drops a contract on your plate, and then you're off and running. There's a lot of behind the scenes, even as an 8A firm. So the reality of it is you still have to work extremely hard and be in the right place at the right time. Be a little lucky certainly doesn't hurt at all. But being 8A certified many times enabled a second look of our firm. And that's probably where best put like that.
Okay. Final thoughts?
Yeah, on that topic, a lot of our predominant DOD customer is very, very small business friendly, probably one of the most of all the agencies that we work with. They do a lot to help small business. But at the same time, nothing comes your way just because you're a small business by any means. You know, the mission has to come first. Success of the mission has to come first. So if you, again, it might be that second look, it might be a little helper. And there are things that certainly a portion of our business is small business. Mm-hmm. But what that's really done is give us the skills and prepared us to enter the phase of the company we're in now, which is the big business side of things. Without that small business protection that we had, I don't think we would have been able to grow the way we've grown and prepared to take that next step that we've been able to do to prepare us to go and compete head-to-head with anyone.
Cool.
So even with all of the competition and partnerships which do occur, I think at the end of the day, everybody in our industry is in it for the mission. It's one of the coolest missions in the entire world and some of the most fulfilling missions that I've ever been involved with. So at the end of the day, we're really, really helping secure the nation.
And that's a great way to wrap. Gentlemen, thank you very much for coming. My guests today have been Jerry Shepherds of Praxis Engineering and Chuck Taylor of Proteus Technologies. Both gentlemen are former presidents at this point of AFSCA Central Maryland. This is not my day job. The first Government Market Master Seminars at Capital College start June 21. Look for complete details at capital-college.edu/GMM. And thanks for listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Amtower Off Center on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Amtower Off Center, Monday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.